We've talked about being a physical team, you know, all year, and we certainly needed to play that way against the Raiders, the style of team that they have, and what they like to do on both sides of the ball. Warranted us playing that type of style today, and I thought our guys really answered the challenge physically and played tough and stayed with it for 60 minutes.
Can you talk about how you game plan based on another, what you see out of another team? And Raiders are another physical team. What made you think you could just line up with them with two tight ends a lot and just take it to
them? We got tough guys on our team too. We feel like we can run the ball, and we have to run the ball. It's going to be part of our plan every week, and we just found some good things to go to work on this week, and some good schemes. But we got great execution for the most part, and hard running by the backs. A lot of those yards weren't easy, but we've got some yards after contact, and we got some good backs. And as long as we keep running it this way, it'll give us a chance.
How have you decided to split up the carries between
Oshon
and
Corral? When one gets tired, the other one goes in, and we just kind of try to keep a fresh back in the game, most of the time. Don't really have a planned formula. We don't set it out in certain carries. One of them may get, some if they're on a longer drive, then one of them will end up with more than the other. But we just try to keep them fresh. That's what we do.
What do you make of your start right now? 3-0 in your first year. It's got to be nice to top.
Yeah, we can't be any better than 3-0, but we also are very humble, understand that we got a long way to go, a lot of things to improve on, a lot of good football teams to play. But we're happy with being 3-0, certainly not satisfied with the way we've played in any one game. And we got a group of guys here that are going to go back to work this week and work hard to try to get better.
Given the crowd you took in the offseason with the quarterback and even with your draft, people who are scratching their heads, you feel any sense of vindication right now?
Nope. Because it wasn't the people that we care about. Their opinions are the ones that are in our building, and we know what we're doing. We feel very comfortable and confident in our plan and who we drafted and what we've done, and have never wavered from it one minute. And we're not gonna now. And we haven't yet. So there's no vindication because there's nothing to be vindicated about. I have no idea what sideshow you're referring to. Our quarterback's playing pretty good. That's what it is.
How do you get that
contrasting with all the stuff that happened? That's so far in the past. It's ridiculous almost. We're playing football with the team we have. We love the players on our team. We get better every week, and that's all we care about. We don't worry about what everybody else worries about.
Positive number of turnovers again.
Yep. Certainly. We talked so much about that, this whole year because of how poor we were in that statistic last year, and it cost us a lot of games. And, whenever you're on the positive end of the turnover margin, you got a chance to win. And I think we turned a few of those turnovers into points today and kept them out of the end zone the one time down there when we gave them a turnover, and then our defense got it right back. So, big plays in the game, change momentum, do a lot of good things for you. And if we can keep playing like that, it'll definitely be a positive.
I think your defense giving up now 16 points in 3 games. What's the one thing that they're doing? How are they doing?
They're playing physical. We're playing sound, fundamental football, and we're trying to do it for 4 quarters. We knew against the Raiders today that they would test us, with the same plays in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth, and just wait for you to make a mistake. And our guys did a nice job of staying with the game plan and playing within themselves and trusting each other that they were going to, work the schemes and the things that we were doing today together, and they did. So just a total team effort, team win, and the defense certainly played a big part in it.
We worried about your offensive line there at the end.
No, I don't know what the status is of them, but, that's why we got 7 up, and those guys went in there and did a nice job, Russ and Tyler, and we'll see what the status is going forward. We got tight ends that go in there and stand in there somewhere. That's what they got to do, so.
What did you think of Jamarcus Russell, your first
we put a lot of pressure on him, I know that, and didn't really let them create a lot of big plays down the field. I know they made some attempts at it, and we were deeper than they were, which was good. And you know, it's just as a young quarterback in this league, you got to keep working at it, and you know, you get better every week, and you learn something from the wins, you learn something from the losses, and I'm sure he's going to do that.
Well, Sean, I guess that was maybe a precautionary the way he ran today. He didn't look
precautionary
on his groin or what?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, a little bit sore, and we wanted to make sure we were okay.
One more about Steve Cox. A couple opportunities in the red zone that you weren't able to push it in.
Yeah, you know, really, we were all disappointed on the first one. We were inside the one, and I think we got a penalty one time. Then the next time we had a couple shots at it and just didn't get enough of a surge. And, you know, when you're down there that tight, you want to give your football team an opportunity to get it in, you know. And if we had the same opportunity come up next week, we'd do it again, you know. And we'll get it in, you know. We'll work hard to fix the things that we didn't get right there and push that thing in.
You had a couple of different guys you used when you got down there twice. You used one guy, didn't get in, kind of.
Yeah.
Still feeling it out, see which works?
No, you know, we got a couple guys that can get it in down there. We run them all in practice, and just wanted to make sure that, you know, we were trying to do the right thing there. Yeah, I mean, it's football. You know, they boo you when you don't do well, and they cheer you when you do, and you know, that's kind of the ups and downs of the National Football League.